Welcome to the I Speak FSBO podcast, where we pull back the curtain from the real estate industry and expose everything they don't want you to know. We share tips, tricks, myths, and truths to fight against outdated real estate traditions so you can sell your home for top dollar without having to pay a dime in commission or sacrifice your time. It's time for homeowners to take back the power and break up the monopoly. This is the I Speak FSBO podcast, and this is your host, Josh Knox.
Hey everybody, what's up? It's Josh with the I Speak FSBO podcast. Welcome to the episode. On today's episode, I wanted to talk to you about the best way for you personally to show your home. And I want to say up front that this is a fairly debated topic, even in the real estate industry, on the best way to show a house, because there is the group of people that believe, and I'm in this group, that you should hang back and let the consumer, right, the potential buyer, just go through the house and observe what they're going to observe anyway. Now, you can point out a few things as somebody's doing this, but the group of us who believes you should just let the buyer go through the house and observe and just answer questions that come to their mind, that group of us enjoys doing it that way because we feel like it's less pressure, right? The buyer is going to buy. They're looking for things that check off a certain number of boxes for them. They're looking for, you know, a feel for a house. In my experience, most buyers, if not all the buyers I've ever worked with, when they walk through a house, they get a sense or a feeling about it and they know it will work for them. They don't have to be quote unquote sold on a house. And just as a side note, in general in society, people don't like to be sold on things. They like to buy things. And so the group of us that likes to let somebody sit back as they go through a house and just sort of, you're not tagging along, you're involved in any conversation that comes up, but you're not dictating it in a way. And then of course there's the group of people that want to dictate the conversation. And in fact, you see a lot of these people on TV. And honestly, in my opinion, is there a right way or a wrong way? No, I believe both ways work. The group that I belong to, where we like to sit back, it's just something that's more comfortable with us. We just feel better and more in control of the situation when we let the buyer start asking questions. Because when the buyer asks questions, that gives us a little bit of insight into what's going on in their mind. We can listen to what they're saying, and based upon what they're saying, we can formulate a response or help at least give them guidance or options onto what might work. So let me give you a scenario. I had a buyer once. They had a fairly limited budget and a bigger size family. There were six of them, mom and dad and four kids. And kids were a little bit older, all the way up to 16 and all the way down to 10 or 11. And because their budget was fairly limited, there wasn't a tremendous amount of space inside of any one given home that we could really look for. And so as we were looking at individual properties and we walked through them, I would let them tell me ultimately what they thought of what was going on, and then I could help give guidance. And the home that we, as we went through homes, we would go, well, we could make this change or we could make that change. And then they would go, yeah, but I don't know if I feel like the house is going to work in our favor, until they got to a house that actually felt good to the both of them. And then we talked through solutions. So we added extra cabinetry and seating space in the kitchen by using a nook that was not utilized that way in the past. And so that's just one example of how letting a buyer walk through a property and tell you what they're thinking so that you can, again, give them guidance and options. So when it comes to showing your personal home, we have a tendency as homeowners to, one, see all the flaws because we've lived there for long enough, and two, try and oversell something. We try and give too much information because we believe it's being helpful. And it's not that the information isn't helpful, but buyers oftentimes are already on information overload. They're trying to organize in their mind what's happening. They're trying to figure out if the things in the house check a box. And so the best thing that I've found, and this is the point that I want to make to you for when you show it yourself, is when you are hanging back, you don't interrupt the conversation that's going on in the buyer's head, because they're going through a thought process. They're thinking, well, would this room work? Do I like the kitchen setup? Do I like how the house is facing? Do I like the backyard? How did I feel when I come into the neighborhood? Let them ask questions based upon what they're thinking about in their mind, and then just give them a little bit of guidance and options. So if they were to say, well, about the kitchen, I don't know, you could say, you know, we thought of doing at one point this or this because we felt like it would look really good. We just came to the conclusion that we needed to invest our money in a different part of our life or something like that, right? You're not saying you didn't want to do it because you're poor or you didn't have the budget. You're giving them some ideas. Let those ideas then percolate in their mind as you move from space to space in the house, from room to room, right? And if you do that, you'll find that you'll have a good experience with the buyer and you'll build a relationship with them. So if they do end up buying the property, you've already built a relationship where you can go back and forth and make negotiations a little bit smoother. But you haven't given up too much information in the process, right? You've simply given them the information based upon those ideas that they're formulating in their own head. Now, what's the best way to do that? You should have a flyer already printed up of the main features you want to outline in the house, right? Why you love the neighborhood, why you love the kitchen, the square footage, number of bedrooms, the asking price, right? And then, of course, pictures of the home that would go on a normal flyer. And then another really great thing is to have on the back of the flyer an easy way for the buyer to make an offer. And you don't have to talk about that. Just give them the sheet of paper. So the scenario would be somebody calls, sets up an appointment with you. You're going to be the one showing the house. And once somebody comes to the house, you simply go, here's just a little bit of information about the house. I'm going to hang back. Just ask me any questions that you have as you walk through the home. And you can hang back. You can hang back in the kitchen. You could do it in the living room. You could stay in the hallway while they're looking in bedrooms and bathrooms. But if you just give them that space and allow them to go through their normal process, then you can observe what they're looking at, what they like and don't like. And when they start asking questions and give you some insight into what they're thinking, you can be formulating ways to overcome any objection they may have. Well, you know, we really like the house, but we really preferred to have granite countertops. Okay, noted, right? You just note that in your head. And then when it's all said and done and you ask them for additional feedback and they give it to you or they've given you all their feedback, now you have notes to work with. And you don't have to say anything to them right then. Hey, would you like to make an offer? Because now you're pressuring them. You can say, hey, would it be all right to follow up with you tomorrow? And just get some final thoughts after you've looked at everything else and you've, you know, kind of contemplated what you want to do. Most people will tell you yes. If you're just hanging back and you're being sort of, you're respecting their space, right? So that's one way to do it. Now, the other way to do it is still when somebody comes, hand them the flyer and then give them a tour of the home and go to the areas that you really love about the house, what drew you to the house, right? And touring them of the home and doing it that way, again, I don't believe there's a right or wrong way. It just comes down to what your comfort level is, what your personality is. And so the first way is to hang back. The second way is to be in the forefront, present the house to them, show them the features and benefits of the house that you really enjoy, show them the improvements that you made, take them through the thought process that you had when you did it. Now, you don't have to give up information and go, we spent X on this and we spent Y on that. You can simply say, You know, we upgraded the kitchen about 3 years ago. It wasn't a 100% upgrade. We did all the countertops and we refinished the cabinetry because it's a really good cabinet style that we liked and we just wanted a different finish on it. That's an example. Or we re-landscaped the backyard and we took this out and we put that in. We felt like it looked better for our home and for the neighborhood overall, right? Those are examples of how you can tour a home with somebody. Or we love the master suite because of this particular feature. Some master suites have one door. Some have two doors that open wide into this space. Some master suites have a really massive ensuite bathroom, but the bedroom itself is a little bit smaller. And sometimes people walk in and go, well, the bedroom's not that big. But then you go, the reason why we like this master bedroom was because as you walk into the ensuite bathroom, right, it opens up to this. And then, of course, they're going to notice that as a buyer, but you're just giving them a tour of the nice features of the home. If you put in, as an example, different organization in the closets, you could say when we bought the house, they were just your standard rod and shelf on the top, and we put in a little bit more organization to make it better for us and our needs. Those are the things you can do when you tour a house and when you tour them outside. And then when you get into final conversations or as you're going through it, you can talk to them about the neighborhood and what you love about the neighborhood and the neighbors. Now, if you don't love anything about the neighborhood anymore or the neighbors, then don't say that. But you're giving them a tour of the things that you like about the place. Now, some people will go, well, what will you say if they ask why you're moving? You don't have to give them every specific reason. Maybe it's a job transfer. Maybe you're upgrading to a different house. Maybe you're downgrading your space because you're empty nesters. Whatever the reason is, you can give them a vague answer without being misleading, right? So maybe it is a job transfer. You know, we just got a job transfer and it's time for us to move along. Or maybe the neighborhood went a direction you didn't want it to go and you simply say, it's just time for us to move on. We've grown in our life and we wanted to make a few changes. And so for us, it's just time to move on. Those are all acceptable answers, okay? And just remember as you're going through all this, it is part of the negotiation. You are building a relationship with somebody that hopefully will make an offer on your property. And you don't have to give away the farm in order for both parties to have a win-win scenario. You're trying to get maximum dollar. The buyer's trying to get a good deal. And depending upon the market that you're in, you'll have a sense of where you can be with it. If you're showing the house a ton in the first couple of weeks, then maybe you don't have to give up on price or maybe you don't have to give up on any concessions because buyers are just trying to find the quickest thing that will work for them and the deal will work. But if you're in a normal kind of market, depending upon where you're at in the country, and there's enough property for sale and enough buyers for that are willing to purchase, then there's a little bit of a conversation that goes on there and you might give up a little bit on price or you might offer some concessions. But when it comes to showing your house, you as you go through that process with somebody, right, the best way to show it is to have those conversations with people. So getting back to the original point of how to show your home, there's two fields of thought. One, hang back, just answer questions. Give them the flyer, like I said, up front when they come into the house. And the other version is to give them a tour of the house, a guided tour. And some people really love that. They really want to go through a house and feel like they're being presented something. And if you'll just do that when you go through it, again, handing that in that other scenario, you're giving everybody a flyer that comes through the house, okay? Because that's their takeaway from the home. They can take notes on it. They can do whatever they need to remember the house. And that's what you're trying to do is make the house memorable for them. And so generally speaking, you'll be able to tell on the phone what somebody's personality is like. Hey, we'd love to, if they're very short with you and they're just trying to set up times, right? Then you just set it up and you know, they're probably more business-like. They want to just get through things. And so they may just want you to hang back. Or somebody that engages you in conversation on the phone might be a personality type where they want you to give them a tour of the house. So just kind of gauge that and you can straight up ask them. I've done that before and it's worked fine for me. You can just straight up ask them, hey, do you want me to give you a tour or would you like to just walk through the house? And people will tell you. They'll tell you what they want up front because they're not giving anything up by just saying, I would love to just tour it myself if that's okay. And so if you take what I'm saying to you now about how to show your house and then you combine it with the information I give you on a podcast that I recorded in the past about how to keep yourself safe during the showings, then you'll have a good experience and so are the buyers, and you'll get your house under contract. So those are the two ways that I recommend showing a home. And as always, I hope this information is helpful to you, and I hope to see you on the next podcast.